Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Daf Hei, Shabbos 5a, we're going to actually begin on the previous page with a question which the Gemara resolves on today's Daf. The question was, if you want to see it inside, it's Daf Dalid Amud Aleph 4a, pagination page 7, counting from the wide lines, 3 lines up. The Gemara's kash is as follows. Pasha ta'ani es yado. The poor man stuck his hand out, and the rich man, the homeowner, took something from his hand. And we're discussing that it should be a Shabbos violation or not. Asks the Gemara, Amai chayiv, how could he be chayiv? V'habo'inen akira v'hanocha me'al gabe makom dalid al dalid. We need that you remove the object before the transfer, and you place the object down after the transfer onto a place that is 4x4 tefachim. The concept here is that the area upon which the item rests, whether before or after the transfer, has to be to a degree a secure location, that it's considered put down. And the dimensions which the Gemara maintains are required are 4x4 tefachim, a tefach being between 3 and 4 inches, which means that 4x4 would be an area a little bit more than a foot by a foot, 12 inches by 12 inches, and less than 16 inches by 16 inches, just to get an idea of what kind of platform or table, a stand that we're dealing with. But it has to be someplace that is substantial. And the Gemara is asking that if you're removing the item from a person's hand by definition is not dalid al dalid. The way we define dalid al dalid is by tefachim, 4 tefachim. And the area of a person's hand, by definition, a tefach is the fist size. So 4 fist size is certainly not the same as 1 fist size. And a person's hand is not going to be sufficient to be dalid al dalid. That's the Gemara's question. It's a tremendous question, a provocative question. You simply are not doing neither an akira nor a hanocha in the case of our Mishnah. The Gemara has a number of suggestions which cover the end of Daf Dalid, the beginning of Daf Hei, and I'd like simply to jump ahead to the final conclusion here, which is today's Daf, Daf Hei Amud Aleph 5a, pagination page 9, counting up from the wide lines, probably about 17 lines. The first words on the line are kol hani, and then we continue with what essentially is the Gemara's response to the question we just outlined regarding our Mishnah. Ela Omar Rava, Rava says, Yado shel odom chashuva lo kedalid al dalid. A person's hand is considered 4x4, by definition. In other words, if you have a table, a crevice, a shelf, so it needs a certain dimension in order to be considered a stable location to put something down, and a stable location if you wanted to start transfer to take something off of there to consider it stable. But a person's hand functions in an amazing way. And a person's hand is considered a stable location for the object, both before the transfer and after the transfer. Indeed, a person's hand is considered 4x4, and it is considered a valid resting place. There's a little bit more Gemara here I'd like to do, but before we do that, let's turn to the second side of the blot and take a look at some other shilas that are related to this concept of things coming to rest on a proper location. Take a look, we're on Amud Beis now, Hey Amud Beis 5b, pagination, page 10, about the 10th line of the Gemara, maybe 12. First word on the line is Rava. Omar Rava, Rava is saying, Mayim al gabe mayim hainu hana choson. If you put water onto water, it's considered that you put it down. If you take water in your hand, you cup water, I guess, into your hand, and you move it from one rishus to another, one domain to another, and then you put it down, where do you put it down? So we just learned you have to put it down on a place that's 4x4. But then we learned that a person's hand is considered a valid putting it down. Likewise, we're being told now that if you put water down into water that's being held by a container of some sort, so even though the water doesn't hit the bottom of the container and come to rest, but the fact that it's at rest on other water, that's called coming to rest. Egos al gabe mayim, in contrast, if you put a nut onto water, lav hainu ana chaso, it's not considered having been put down. You might have a body of water that's more than 4x4, tfachim, but it's not considered coming to rest unless it hit a stable location. And since it's floating in the water, it's not considered stable. Boy Rava, Rava asked, Egos bekliu kliat tzafa gabe mayim. What happens if you have a vessel that's floating on water and you put the nut onto the vessel? So, you know, like a cruise ship. People on the cruise ship feel that they're stable, but they're bobbing in the water. So is that considered a hanacha when you have a platform onto which you place the nut, but essentially it's still in the water? Basar egos azlinan, do you follow the focus of the nut, v'hanayich, it's at rest? Odum basar kli azlinan v'holonayich, or do we follow the vessel, and the vessel is not at rest, denied. It's bouncing around in the water. Teku, it's a good question. Shemen shatzaf al gabe yayin. What about oil that you bring to rest on top of wine? So the Gemara says, Machlokes Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri v'Rabbanan, it would follow a machlokes that we already had on a totally different topic, but we could extrapolate from there to our case. What's the case again? Oil with wine, the oil is going to float. The wine will go to the bottom. An illustration of this that we're more typical to encounter is Hanukkah time, when we put oil into cups, and some people put water in the bottom so that it elevates the oil and you don't have to put as much oil into the cup. So oil will float. So is that considered coming to rest on the wine, or is that considered floating on the wine? So the Gemara brings a proof from the case of a Tevil Yom, a person who is only impure in a minor way, so what he touches is not going to make the thing impure in order to make the next thing impure. He will only passel the thing that he touches. And there's a machlokes over there, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanon, what is the halacha if a tevul yom touches the oil that's on top of the wine? Does the wine also become tamei? So according to the opinion that they both become tamei, that means he considers it all one big unit, and touching the oil makes the wine tamei as well. But according to the opinion that they're two separate entities, and touching the oil does not cause the wine to become impure, so then here also it's considered oil resting on wine, and that is not considered stable. It's only if the oil and the wine are considered one unit that it could be compared to the case of water with water, that it's just one big mixture and it's considered stable. Let's jump back to the previous side of the same blot and squeeze in a little piece over here because the concept that a person's hand is considered a stable resting place for an item gives rise to a fascinating question, because a person's hand can easily be moved from one place to the other. Counting from the wide lines, about 10 or 12 lines, to the spot that we stopped previously, at the end of a line, Amar Rabbi Oven, Amar Rabbi Loi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Zorak Chayfetz, if a person throws an item, V'noch B'soch Yodo Shel Chaveiro Chayiv, and it rests in the hand of another person, so then that's Chayiv. And that we understand, similar to the rule that we already learned, that a person's hand is considered four by four, and the Gemara here is Mechadish, even if he did not intend it to be the resting place, but he threw it into that domain, and it landed in the person's hand, that's considered coming to rest. Drop down about five lines. Omar Rabbi Ovin, Omar Rabbi Loi, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Omar Bimkomo V'kibo Chayiv. The case of Chiyuv over here, that it came to rest and is attributable to the original person, is only if the recipient stood in place and accepted it. Okar Mimikomo V'kibo, but if he took a step forward and yanked it out of the ear, potter, then the person who threw it would be potter. Tanya Nami Hachi, that's exactly what we learned. Acherim Omrim Omar Bimikomo V'kibo Chayiv, if a person stands in place and accepts it, then the thrower is Chayiv, because it came to rest in the place where his energy caused it to rest. Okar Mimikomo V'kibo potter, but if the person yanked it out of the ear, and then it's not the original person who brought it to rest. It came to rest before the original person's energy came to fruition in a landing. Boy, Rabbi Yechanan asked, Zorak Chayfetz, if a person himself would throw the item, v'nekar hu mimikomo, and then he himself would move himself from one location to the other, v'chozav v'kiblo, and yank it from the ear, mahu, what would the halacha be? My kami boile, what's the essence of this question? Omer avada bar avash nikuchos ba'odam echad kami boile, the question here is, can you have two energies in one person unite, or the two energies in the same person are considered separate? So even though he's the thrower and he's the catcher, but his throwing didn't come to fruition, and his yanking out of the ear undid the possibility of his original throwing coming to rest. And the Gemara says, Teiku, it's indeed a good question. Yeshikach for joining. Have a wonderful day.